We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome in Browns analyst Nathan Zakura. Top of the morning, afternoon to you, buddy.
Yeah, good afternoon to you as well.
So I guess we're just going to start here. How'd you think Deshaun played yesterday?
I thought he played much better. I think that was one of the few bright spots for the Browns. Pro Football Focus game, the highest grade he's received since 2020 when he was still a member of the Houston Texans. I thought he threw the ball well. I think if you throw a perfect pass down to Amari Cooper that turns into an interception, the questionable hold wipes off an 82-yard touchdown. It could have been a 290, two touchdowns, 300 yards, two touchdown game with a rating well in the hundreds that I think everybody would have been really excited. And more importantly, a Browns win. I mean, it's hard. There are no moral victories. This is an awful loss. Last week was an awful loss to the Giants, but your quarterback is showing a lot of toughness. I think he has been beaten up and made a lot of, I thought, really good throws against the Raiders.
So I'm so glad you mentioned the Nick Harris holding. I'm sure you've watched it a few times by now.
Yeah.
Should it have been called?
I don't think so. I'll just defer to the opinion of Joe Thomas and Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker was on the broadcast. He, played offensive line in the National Football League. He was apoplectic, did not think it was a hold. And then talking with Joe, he was in the frame, and it's really only a hold if they get out. They beat your feet, and you hold them back. And he said at no point was Nick Harris beaten on that play and thought it was a horrific call. And it's, first of all, late flag. Not one that should be, I don't think it should have been called. And it's, it's unfortunately a game-changing play. But the Browns still had ample opportunity to go win that game and were unable to do so.
How far away do you think the offense is? Because I agree, Deshaun took a big step this week. But just offense at large, how close are they to being where they want to be?
It feels like not that close. And the reason I say that is because the problems that have plagued them this year continue to plague them, whether that be is poor pass protection, dropped passes, penalties, pre-snap penalties, motion penalties. We had another one that took a first down off the board. We can't really run the ball effectively. Our running backs aren't even getting a yard down the field before they take contact. We have yet to score 20 points in a game as an offense. So it doesn't feel like we're that close. I'd like to think we are. I do think there's talent. I think, the one guy that has played pretty well all season is Jerry Jeudy. But it just hasn't been good enough. So I'd like to think that we're close. I think there are signs every week that we're getting close, but our inability to kind of string it all together, certainly not for 60 minutes, is tough.
Nathan, this is not just a Browns question, but it did happen in yesterday's game, which is why it's coming up. How often is the keep the offense on the field to draw opposing teams offsides? How often does that call actually work in an NFL game? Because I watched four games this weekend. Everybody did it, and nobody got the offsides, the opposing defense to come offsides.
It doesn't seem to happen as often as maybe you would like, but if it works one time in a season and you steal a first down, that would be great. But at the same time, those timeouts come with cost. And, in the first half, no cost there. I was surprised they didn't kick the field goal because from 56, he was good from, it looked like 70. So 58, 56, what's the difference there? So I was surprised they didn't kick that one. But the one at the end of the game, the only, the question that I have kind of in my head on that one is, if you didn't convert on fourth down, let's say you just kind of went, hurry up on fourth down, got up to the line, you ran your play, tried to get your 3 yards. If you get it, obviously great, you can go win the game. If you didn't get it, though, you had the Raiders backed up and you had three timeouts. So you had a good chance to run, get the ball back. You would have, gone quicker, so you wouldn't have taken the time off before you took the timeout and maybe get it back with 45 seconds. Sure, you need to go a touchdown with no timeouts, but stranger things certainly have happened in this league, but it would have given you another bite at the apple. And so once you use that timeout, that was it. That play used time and then the timeout. That play then became for the game, and there was no recourse should you not get the first down, and the Browns were unable to do so.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you mentioned the fourth down play. Deshaun gets bottled up in sack there. How and why did that play go wrong? How much of that is on Deshaun, and how much of that is on what's happening around him?
I mean, you'd add the coaches are certainly better equipped to answer that. I'll just give you kind of my amateur eye opinion on that particular play. And what I saw was It was clear that the read or the initial read that he was going to make was to the left side of the formation. And I know a lot of people have taken kind of that screenshot of it. And I think that he was looking for, in that combination, you bring the motion over, and then now he's looking for Amari comes over, and you're running that kind of two-person route on this side, and you're looking at Akins. And now, could he have potentially got that ball into Jordan Akins? Maybe. It's possible, but number zero, Bennett, is kind of in that stance where he's half open underneath that route. That ball, if he threw it right away, I think maybe you got a chance to get to Akins. The other part of it is, if you were looking to, everybody's kind of then showing Judy, right? Because he's looking left, that pulls the safety out of the middle of the field. Guess who's open? Obviously, Jerry Jeudy. And there's no doubt Jerry Jeudy was open on that post, but he didn't have the time to come off of that initial read and get there. So, yeah, could he have taken a shot to Akins? Yes. But as you kind of let that play out, by the time Akins was ready to kind of actually catch the ball, zero was under. It would have been a tough throw. But what was there was Jeudy. Now, why wasn't he able? Why didn't he have the time to get it to Jerry Jeudy? Well, kind of right off the snap, their four technique lined up between the guard and center, Christian Wilkins, just beat Zach Zinner straight up right up the gut and forces the flush out from Deshaun Watson. Because by the time it was there, he comes up the gut, you had a looper around him. He had nowhere to go right. He couldn't roll right. He had to go left, and he didn't have the ability. If he had the ability to stay in the pocket and that pressure wasn't there, he hits Jerry Jeudy, I think, on that post, and it's a touchdown and the Browns win. But so I think that the initial read, very difficult throw. Had he had time to come back to the middle of the field, I think it's a touchdown, and he did not have that time.
Nathan, looking to the defense here, what's the difference for MJ Emerson this year versus previous years?
I don't know. He's struggling a little bit, and he's been so good his first 2 years. Last year, he really was one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL in terms of, completion percentage allowed in coverage, rating allowed in coverage. Didn't allow a touchdown all year in 2023. He had one of the highest forced incompletion rates in the NFL. And this year, he's struggling. Part of it's been the matchup with, shorter, quicker guys. He's at his best against, he would have been great against Davante Adams. He's at his best against guys like Mike Adams. He's not as shifty, but he's got good, long, straight-line speed. He's good in those press coverages. But, perhaps he's right now just confidence, I think, is a big thing. I don't know if he's struggling with that a little bit, but you're seeing kind of bigger cushions being given on some of the routes that make easy kind of pitch and catches for the quarterback and the receiver. So hopefully he can get there. Immensely talented kid. He's been great for the Cleveland Browns. He's one of three corners in the league that had 14 passes defensed in the last each of 22 and 23. So he's been very good and productive, but he's just in a little bit of a slump right now. And I think it's kind of a combination of a lot of things that have led to, we're tackling worse than we've tackled at any point last year, and certainly this year. This game, season high, Pro Football Focus's numbers, Next Gen Stats had it even higher, but 12 missed tackles in this one. They had 11 last week, and the game at its most base level is what? Blocking and tackling. And right now the Browns are not good at blocking, and they're not good at tackling, and that makes it very difficult to win no matter what the level of football is that you're playing.
So you mentioned the tackling. They struggled in the run game. There was a lot of cushion in some of the coverage as well. The speed off the edges, specifically the kid from CVCA down in Akron, was fantastic early in that game. Is this a little bit to clean up here with the defense, or are there bigger things to work at?
I think it's little things, obviously tackling, if you can get that shored up, you'll be in a better spot. It's situational penalties. Think about, last week you have the roughing the passer and negates an interception. This week it's a roughing the passer on third down. You were going to get off the field, get the ball back. Instead, they go on to score points. So you've got to clean those penalties up. You got to clean the missed tackles up. And if you have an opportunity to do it, you have a chance to go on and win.
Browns analyst Nathan Zagura on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So you mentioned the field goal that was not to be at the end of the first half there. Kevin said after the game they were probably more comfortable keeping the opposing offense pinned back as opposed to going for the 58-yard field goal. Was there anything other at play specifically with Dustin Hopkins and maybe health, or was this all on just the preference to try and pin the Raiders back?
There's certainly nothing that I know of that would have been the issue there. I wonder if, what they were thinking at that time was, okay, we were in control of this game. Now it's kind of getting a little bit away from us. They had just gotten a 52-yard field goal and a touchdown, so they just tied it at 10-10. There wasn't a ton of time left. You were inside of the two-minute warning. The Raiders took a timeout at 1:34. You punt with a minute 29 left, and my guess is they just didn't want to at that point with the momentum and with the fact that the Raiders were going to get the ball to start the second half. I don't think they wanted to if he missed it, because it's not a 100%. I mean, Dustin Hopkins has been great. He's 11 of 12 from 50-plus yards as a Cleveland Brown, or he may have been better than him. I think he's 12 of 13. I think that's, to me, that has to be what they were thinking there, was the upside of him making it, which is there. I mean, he made a 56-yarder comfortably. It was nothing to do with health, I'm guessing, was if he misses that, though, they're taking over at midfield with a very good field goal kicker of their own and have a chance to take the lead, go in the half, and then get the ball back, and you could all of a sudden, you know, find yourself down two possessions.
Nathan, I'm not one of these people yet, but I've heard a fair amount of people try and proclaim the season over after 4 weeks. Can you talk our friends off the ledge a little bit?
Football is the longest of seasons, and this is, you know, not even the first quarter anymore now that we play 17 games. Did it go the way you wanted? No. Was this an easier quarter of the schedule? Absolutely. But all it takes is getting some of these wins and getting on a roll, but it could get late early, and that's what you need to avoid. I mean, your next stretch is not easy. At Washington, let me tell you something, the Commanders look incredible. Jaden Daniels is playing outrageously good football. Then you go to Philly. They've been up and down, but that's still a talented team, and they'll be healthy by then. They'll have A.J. Brown. They'll have Devontae Smith. Then it's the Bengals and the Ravens at home. I mean, the next four games are, it is a murderer's row, and it's time to go. You got to go out there and get these wins. So certainly, of course, the season is not over, but this team's got to play better football and do it in a hurry if they want to get themselves back in a position where they can compete for the postseason.
Nathan, I'm just trying to be 1% better. What is the one thing that the Browns need to clear up from their, if just one thing, what's the one thing they can fix heading into the next game?
Tackling. You can't have double digit missed tackles in a game. You got to tackle. Got to tackle better.
Sounds very succinct. Nathan, really good stuff, buddy. I'm thank you for looking out for young Mac out in Vegas. You know, he's alive and that. Oh, yeah. We were worried about him.
No, he did fine. He was thriving.
Look at that. Proud of him. Proud of you, buddy. Great stuff.
Yes. All right. Thanks, man.
Nathan Zagura there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.